It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah?
So sporty.
Oh, yeah?
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah?
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah?
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah? 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Is there any chance that this is your last game? Zero.
Zero.
Say it. I don't want to just say
there's
it.
Zero. Yeah. Okay. There's zero. I've said that for a long time. I feel like I'm asked that a lot, and I feel like I repeat the same answer, but no one wants to believe me.
No one wants to believe you, Tom, because you dropped hints last year that it might be your last year. You said it in your docuseries. Your wife said you just want to feel happy and appreciated, implying that you're not happy or appreciated. You said you got to ask why we're doing this, who we're doing this for, and, you know, all that. You were the one who put that out there. And then Adam Schefter, whether it was at your behest or not, was hearing something about you and Rob Gronkowski, and Gronkowski nearly being traded, and you threatening to retire if Rob Gronkowski got traded. All that happened. Rob Gronkowski told us that happened. He admitted it happened. So that's why people are wondering about you and your future. But it doesn't surprise me that there's 0%. There shouldn't be 0%. After they traded Garoppolo, Brady can and will go nowhere. He owes the owner, I think, at least 3 years after that trade. So that's where we are. Your thoughts on that and the Celtics stuff, as promised, right to you. Scott in New Hampshire. This hour of the program, I'll just tell you, from Radio Row, is brought to you by Planet Fitness. They bring you the 4 p.m. hour here on Monday in Atlanta. Scott, go ahead on Tom Brady.
Hey, guys, before we get to Brady, I just want to compliment you on the segment you did with Chris Long. That was an amazing little segment, bringing some real light to that cannabis issue. And I own Boston Hemp Company. A lot of these athletes are already using CBD to help heal after their games and stuff like that and get back to competition quicker. But back to Brady. Brady, I think, has a change in attitude because he got his binky back, Alex Guerrero. That's the big change from last year. Last year, he was kind of whining with the Tom versus time. Fish rots at the head. Everybody followed him. This year, he's laser focused because he has Alex back, and it seems like he's figured that out over the last month, and now everybody is falling in line.
Okay, Scott, thanks for the call. It's something to argue. You know, they gave him a crappy deal that he didn't earn one extra dime this year with that, you know, again, insulting incentive package. He didn't earn a single dime, so the money didn't make him happy. The team wasn't great, you know, by his and their standards. That couldn't have made him happy. So what was it? It was all that other stuff.
Yeah, look, but it didn't.
And maybe Bill just was nicer to him. You know, like, that was a thing. Brady got sick of getting his balls busted by the coach.
Okay, but when we had the discussion a long time ago, if Brady could get the money or Guerrero, which one would he take? What did you say?
I said money.
Oh, I said Guerrero.
Yeah.
I said Guerrero. I mean, I thought that was a priority for him all along. And so I just think, look, they got better at the end of the year. Let's not rewrite history and all of a sudden make it look like they were playing well in October. He got Guerrero back early.
No question.
And it took a while.
Well, no, so look, I'm not telling you that it solved the problems on the field, but I think that he and Bill have been in a better place all year.
Sure.
Okay? So the team had its issues. That's sort of separate, I think. Fred in Rhode Island on the Celts. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
I just thought, first of all, I'd like to say that Long was, you know, probably the other guy, you know, ahead of me there, Scott. Long was one of the most honest interviews that I've ever heard. And as far as Irving is concerned, sometimes he just, at the end of games, he thinks that it has to be him. He reminds me of Antoine Walker. They did the same thing. They get a little bit of a lead. Instead of working the ball around, they feel like they have to win the game. It just irritates me to no end.
Okay, you don't want him with the ball in your hands? The ball in his hands?
So that's but that's not the point, right? The point is there's a line there somewhere where what you're doing then becomes counterproductive. And trying to dribble the ball through traffic like that at the end and turning it over the way he did.
So there were a couple possessions that happened against the Warriors.
I mean, now look, I think that there was one sequence in particular that I remember, and I watched it again on the flight here last night, that his ball handling is off the charts. And he navigated his way through there and made a ridiculous basket. Okay? He tried to do it again the next time and lost possession, and it was a costly turnover. So, you know, on the one hand, it's a great play, and the next time it's like, all right, already, that's enough. So there is a level of trust he has to have in the other guys at some point and not just resort to hero ball all the time. I mean, it was frustrating watching as good as he was at points in that game. It was also frustrating to watch him at times because you're like, all right, already.
Okay, and the Chris Long interview that people keep hearing talking about, he was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. He's a big proponent of, I guess, marijuana usage among NFL players instead of painkillers and things like that. He was critical of the league for rejecting a marijuana ad for the Super Bowl. He talked about that and also facing the Patriots as an opponent and the mindset you have to have. There's some interesting stuff. Catch it on 98.5thesportshub.com, the app, 98.5, the Sports Hub app for your smartphone. All those replays go right up that night or the next morning, so catch up with that. It was a good chat. Jeff in Connecticut on the Patriots. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about the national draw, the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I think the hate is real. That hate, I think, comes from Tom Brady's personality versus his playing, Belichick's personality versus his coaching. As an organization as a whole, they're easy to hate sometimes. I think the Spygate, the Deflategate, that's all real. I'm rooting for Tom Brady, the player, but sometimes it's hard to root for Tom Brady, the person.
Okay, and it's not that he's a bad guy. There's some guys you root against because they're bad. They're bad guys.
Yeah, your Greg Hardys of the world. Are a-holes.
Right. Ben Roethlisberger, I think, is a bad guy.
Sure.
Brady's just, you know, you dislike him like you would dislike Sean McVay.
Yes. Yeah, like, there's a level of douchiness there or just unrelatability. And look, not that I would be able to relate to any professional athlete for the most part, but I don't know, a lot of the stuff and some of the rabbit holes he's gone down here with some of the stuff he's promoting or, from the TB12 method to who's the goofy self-help guy.
Tony Robbins,
like that stuff, I just find somewhat detestable. And it reeks of like Gwyneth Paltrow, like weirdo stuff like that.
But make no mistake, it starts with the winning and the amount of times that you're here. I mean, they're more sick of you than they hate you. There's both, but it starts with the amount of times that if you were here only once every 5-10 years, it wouldn't be nearly this bad.
I mean, last week in the aftermath of that AFC Championship game, I actually think there was a little bit of, you know what, I can't stand this guy, but boy, he is something else. Like, I think that there was begrudging respect there for Brady. Now, as we're getting close to the Super Bowl, I think there's you know, distaste and fatigue of Brady and the Patriots again.
Billy on Brady. Go ahead, Billy. Billy! Kept him on hold for a while, so he's not listening. So it's my fault, Billy. I'll get you in a second. Neil in Woonsocket. Go ahead on the Celtics, Neil.
Guys, how are you today?
Good, what do you got?
My question is, so like you guys said before, like if Kyrie were to actually sign right now, we could trade for Anthony Davis, correct?
No. Nope, Kyrie can't sign until July 1st.
He can't or wouldn't. He can't sign that Supermax with us even right now?
Nope.
Okay,
he's got to opt out and come back in.
Okay, well, I was going to say, like, you know, if he hasn't signed it already, there's no reason for him, you know, to wait because they're going to give it, you know, that's obviously on the table, and all he'd be waiting for is to get courted like some college, you know, high school McDonald's All-American.
Right, so, I mean, like what they all could do is just, again, pinky promise, Kyrie, you're signing. This is what you're getting. Okay, pinky promise. Anthony. Kyrie's not going anywhere. We've pinky promised. Now you pinky promise with us that you'll re-sign when your deal's up in a year, and we'll all just make the deal. And that's one way to do it, except I don't know if in the real world that works. How can you just do pinky promises? What if someone breaks a leg? What if someone snaps their ankle like Gordon Hayward did in the meanwhile while you're on a pinky promise? What happens, again, I keep mentioning this, what if the Celtics get their act together and go on a run and go to Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which is still possible. I haven't ruled that out. I was about to. If they had lost to Toronto, was that 2 weeks ago at home? That was the game.
Yep.
They won that game, and I watched them go toe-to-toe with Golden State for much of the game. So I'm not ruling this out. I don't think it's likely, but I'm not ruling it out. If they go on this run and take Golden State deep in a good series, as is, as currently constituted, And then you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. We're one step away, and we don't need to make any trades. All we need to do is wait for Tatum and Brown to get a little older. And then we're right there. Are you still going to make that trade for Anthony Davis? Like, there's just too many ifs to deal with pinky promises.
Yeah, look, I'm not telling you to make pinky promises, but do you think Anthony Davis is one of the top three players in the league?
Yeah, he might be.
Then you trade for him. Like, to me, that, now look, an injury or something like that, well, that's different.
So this is what I'm saying.
Okay, but the injury can happen at any time to anybody. If Anthony Davis breaks his leg tomorrow, then that's it.
Right, which is why the Pelicans have to be careful about just pushing this off. If they get a great deal now, the bird in hand, you know, you can't risk that all the deals are going to be there.
Okay, so were the San Antonio Spurs stupid for keeping Kawhi Leonard?
They were stupid for the trade that they made. They should have traded him to the Lakers. All he got was DeMar DeRozan, and I think DeMar DeRozan was certainly benched the other night when they were down 3 points needing a tight. I think
they did because they needed a three, yeah.
I think Popovich has started to bench this guy.
Yeah, he's a soft when player.
He's a bum.
Well, yeah. When they need threes. He can't shoot threes.
San Antonio should have taken the Lakers offer. They would have much better chance with those young guys than DeMar DeRozan.
I'm not convinced of that. I don't think Lonzo Ball's all that good.
No, but you would have had Kuzma, Ball. You would have had like three cracks of it. You would have gotten three young players.
Yeah.
Versus DeMar DeRozan? They just did that out of spite because they didn't want to trade him in the conference.
Definitely. Okay, and I wouldn't blame New Orleans. Now, it could bite him in the ass like it did with San Antonio, but there's going to be saltiness on behalf of the franchise that drafted this kid, brought him up, and now they want to give him a supermax, and the player says, "Yeah, I'm good." So, yeah, you say, I'm not trading you yet. We'll wait until the summer. You still have to languish here because you don't like it tough.
Well, but again, it's not a perfect comp. The Kawhi Leonard thing, because the question as it pertains to the Lakers is, can the Celtics offer something better? And if they can offer some better, then you wait. What's in the best interest of the Pelicans?
I'm careful.
No, but what's in the best interest of the Pelicans? Having one of the top three players in the league, trading him in conference to a team that can get you less, or waiting on the chance that you could get more?
It sounds great on paper, Maz. I'm just careful with those promises, you know?
But it's got nothing to do with the promise. It's got to do with everything about who can pay more for the player.
Yeah, but you're banking on that being the case then when there's no guarantee of that.
Yeah, I think you wait, and then if L.A., if the Celtics offer dries up, you've still got L.A. in your pocket.
And if Davis is telling other teams, I'm not signing with those teams, his market's going to be very limited. If Davis is only saying, I'm only going to sign in L.A. or New York, Boston's still a non-factor. Like, Davis really dictates that. So get what you can.
What if the Celtics are willing to take the chance?
Okay.
Goodbye. I mean, the Raptors were.
For DeRozan, Maz. They're not giving up Tatum and Brown and three young pieces.
Okay, I don't think they're giving up Tatum either way, but you don't think they'd give up Brown and picks for Anthony Davis?
Then I'd take the Lakers offer.
I wouldn't.
That's not better than the Lakers offer. Jaylen Brown?
With picks over who? Lonzo Ball?
Ball, Kuzma, Ingram.
Yeah.
Ingram's overrated.
That's a better deal than Jaylen Brown.
Oh, I disagree with you. I think the Celtics have more to offer.
Even without – you think Jaylen Brown and picks is better than Ball, Kuzma, and Ingram?
Okay, so Jaylen Brown and picks – Ball sucks. Lonzo Ball sucks. Like, why do people talk about Lonzo Ball? He can't shoot. He's terrible.
Apparently he's been better this year, but
– he sucks. Lonzo Ball sucks.
I don't think you're right about that.
That three for one and those picks is a better – it is a better deal, Maz. It is.
It is.
So, and I'll tell you what
– You need Tatum to beat that deal.
Okay, so let's say it is Tatum, but you can sign Davis. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's assured that he's going to sign, yes.
I just think if you're New Orleans, you can't trade that guy knowing there's a better offer out there.
I think he's already gone to the Lakers, Maz. I think this is all superfluous.
So he might be.
Okay. You're back to the Patriots and everyone hating them. I want to like the Patriots. I do. I do like the Patriots. And then I hear from people like our next guest. Then I hear from people like our next guest start rooting against you. Let's bring in that next guest. I'll tell you who it is. Well, there'll be a little cliffhanger for you. I want to like you. I want to root for you. And then I hear from the likes of our next guest, and I just instinctively root for the other team. We'll do that right after these words.
Duggar and Maz, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm going to know when the time's right. And I'm going to feel like, okay, I've kind of had enough. And, you know, I don't quite feel like that yet. I feel like, you know, I've still made a lot of improvements. And I still feel like, you know, I can continue to do it at a championship level. And I think that's, you know, where I was at before. And that's still where I'm at now.
That's Brady. More of that ESPN interview. He's not going anywhere. 0% chance he retires after this game. Now we bring you in the Big Y world-class market guest chair, our first guest of the day. Again, we travel across country for the Super Bowl and then don't talk to anybody. So sporadic, rare guest. And this barely qualifies since he's from Boston. The Big Y world-class market guest chair. The person who makes me hate the Patriots, Mike Hurley from CBS Boston Sports. What's up there, Hurley Bird?
Yes, travel across the country to talk to the guy who works 4 miles away.
Exactly.
Perfect.
But you do, Hurley. I don't have anything against the team necessarily. I don't. I like the team. I want them to do it. And then I read your crap, and I'm like, God, I want them to lose.
I write really good stories. So
like
I don't
that
know.
Thing last week where you start crying about the officiating before the game
no,
even happened.
No, but I didn't cry about it.
Before the game even happened.
This is the problem.
And then, finish the sentence. You start whining about Deflategate, co-conspirator. Mm-hmm. How can an anti-Patriot official referee before the game even starts? Then you get pretty much every close call in the course
wrong.
Of the game. Pretty much
like
everyone
5-1, but wrong.
If the ref wanted to pork, if the league wanted to pork you in that game, they had so many opportunities and they didn't take hardly any of them. And so it's like that's what makes me hate the Patriots. Is that whininess?
There was no whining.
Where does that come?
See,
from?
This is the problem when thinkers like myself put out thought bubbles, and then people like you, rather than actually utilize your brain. Just go into name calling, and that wasn't. I actually wasn't saying if you used your brand, I wasn't saying Cleet Blakeman is going to screw the Patriots. I was saying if the NFL cared so much about Walt Coleman not doing a Raiders game, why is
Mike,
this not on that level?
What are you doing with that article? You know what you're doing.
I
with that
write
article.
An article. It was a tweet.
You are playing. You are playing to your vaginal base. You are playing to the vast vaginal.
Well, why did
with
Walt
that,
Coleman and, never and officiate a Raiders game after 2002?
Oh, Mike, I don't know. I don't keep track of that crap.
Because the NFL was very concerned about the appearance. That he would be affected by that monumental moment in NFL history. I would think the suspension of the greatest quarterback of all time was slightly larger
because Blakeman was
than a fumble ruled properly, the proper enforcement of a rule.
Because he was an alternate official who just put the knee, who just put the gauge
he
in the ball?
He did the measurements, and he was like the key witness in the Wells report. He was the one who said,
oh my God,
everything
it's so
about
insufferable.
The official. I didn't say he was going to screw them. And then
they were doing
so
it. You know they were doing it. You've said
actually,
they were doing
actually,
it.
Actually, hi, Tony. How are you doing?
I can't believe you are still fighting this.
Yes,
listen,
you are.
No, you
are.
You want to hear my
you know
biggest
what?
Regret.
By the end of the week, I'm going to pick the Rams
exactly.
out of spite.
This is what happens.
Seriously.
This is what makes me hate the Patriots.
I picked the Eagles last year, too, by the way.
Fans
you weren't the only jabroni to do
that. Their fans and media drive me right to the other side.
Biggest regret in all of our years of Deflategate yelling at each other was one time a throwaway comment. I said something like, well, you know what? I don't know, Mike, but I know that the night against the Colts, they weren't doing it. And you said, yeah, I don't think they were that night either.
No, the conversation
moved along, and I was like, wait, that was the entire thing just right there, gone. So I missed it. It's gone. You didn't think it?
No, I said that night.
And that's what the whole thing was about.
No, Mike, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Hurley, give
Mike,
up the battle.
Was, Mike.
They were goosing the balls. Okay, they were goosing the balls.
I'm just
what
telling
you about that?
That it was all based on that night, and both Felger and I think they were doing it that night.
I never said they weren't doing
you
it.
You did. I blew it. I blew that chance.
No,
though.
Oh, my God.
That.
I can't believe
you bitched
about
it.
Cleek
He's still doing it, of course.
And what are you talking about with the officials
last week?
You know
they were doing it.
Do you understand the Conley missed OPI was on the 40-yard line?
Oh, my God.
That would have been second and 20 at the 50. Instead, they had first and goal at the 2. The most blatant case of OPI in a game where they called Dorsett, where the defender just locks him up and drags him up the field. They call OPI and Dorsett on that. You had Kelce pushing off and getting a DPI in the end zone.
I so want the Rams. I so want the Rams right now.
There was one more, too.
I so want the Rams to win right now.
And you do realize they won the game.
I know, but you guys get on the radio and spew nonsense. It's just to say that the Patriots benefited from more calls. They got the roughing the passer call.
Mike,
that was what they got.
Mike.
You had Eric Berry water skiing up the field on Rob Gronkowski all night.
Don't get
a single call.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see what you just
too
did
sexy.
Again.
Too sexy for TV.
Seriously.
Well, are we? No, can I ask you a question?
So,
I'm the guest.
So, what are you going to write this week? What sort of nonsense conspiracy is against the Patriots now, even though the Patriots continue to get pretty much every break in the book?
No, the conspiracy is that all the officials in New Orleans were from L.A.
Don't you like that one?
But this league acknowledging that is preposterous.
They're not from L.A.
They live in L.A.
I think
one might be from the area. I mean, but the NFL acknowledging that, Adam Schefter reporting that and being like multiple people in the league are concerned about the appearance of that.
That's so
asinine. That speaks to the same thing I'm trying to say.
So asinine.
They care so much about appearances in so many ways.
Oh,
I find it strange that they didn't last week. But I think it's even dumber, as if these guys are diehard Rams fans. Like they were like down there in the Superdome, like can't wait to screw the
it's
Saints.
So dumb. There are no Rams fans. The Rams fans don't exist.
Harley, I got one for you. He's already yelled at me about. Okay. So I'm worried about pass interference in this game because they changed the catch rule seemingly on the fly in last year's game because of all the upheaval about that. So what has people been talking about? The no call on that PI in the NFC Championship game. Brandon Cooks can draw a lot of penalties. Any concerns there?
He's great.
There's your next story.
He is great at drawing penalties, though. Like, that is one of his greatest talents. No, I think that's legit. If you want to talk about the football game, you should talk about Brandon Cooks drawing a 45-yard pass interference because
the refs are off to screw.
We saw it here. The guy had like 1,100 yards and then another 400 in pass interference yards.
He had 209 pass interference yards drawn as a Patriot last year.
And in the Jacksonville playoff game against the number one defense, he had 100 yards receiving and then like 60 pass interference yards. That's
all I know is Nickel Roby Coleman's getting a PI in this game now.
Yeah.
After shooting his mouth off.
Michael Hurley, CBS Boston Sports. Have you thought on that?
Yeah, no, I have a question because we're here at the Super Bowl. I'm wondering, are you going to be on eggshell Sunday night to see if your Brady OTA take is going to come through, or is that one gone by the wayside?
I've already lost it.
That was one of the takes that I think was one of your worst.
Oh my God!
I won't say skipping OTAs hurt them until they lose the AFC Championship game.
No.
That was bad from takeception.
I said it from day one.
That was a take cast.
No. When they lost, I was going to whip it out and throw my junk on the table and make you sniff it. Like, no, that was when I was going to take my victory lap. I was right from day one. I'm still right.
Still right.
Yeah. I mean, no, let's have a passing camp and, just give the quarterback it off.
No,
no big
I know.
Deal.
Yeah. I mean, but to say that it wouldn't really factor in until.
No. It was on the margins. Who knew when I didn't know when it was going to show up, but it showed up during the year.
Yeah.
They got off to a late start, as usual.
Isn't it weird? It's the craziest thing to me. Like, the craziest story about this Patriots team is you have a team, week three, you integrate Josh Gordon off the street, out of nowhere, hasn't even played in 5 years. You work him in, and he becomes sort of the focal point of your offense for 10 weeks.
Which was dumb.
Well, he was excellent. You can't deny that he was
excellent.
Very good. He was excellent. He averaged 18 yards a catch. He was their only legit stud receiver.
This makes me hate the Patriots.
It does. Josh Gordon was bad. He was on 1,000 yards.
This is why I root against the Patriots. If it's
what do you have against people who actually do things on the field?
Was he better than Brandon Cooks last year?
If it's just
I liked Brandon Cooks
the Patriots
last year.
In a vacuum, I'm fine with them.
He was different, though. He was strong. He'd run those slants. He was a very good player.
Josh Gordon was excellent?
Yeah, for what? He played 10 games, 6 of those games. I'd say he was excellent. Took him a minute, and then he was good. But anyway,
they're better off
point,
without him.
Back to my point, you integrate him in, you shape your offense around him, then you lose him abruptly, and your offense completely reshapes again, and you come out against the Chargers and the Chiefs on the road, and you look better than you have all year.
You were destined to be better without him.
Maybe. You may be right. I'm not saying you're not right. I just think it's crazy that one team can adapt so in such a large shift in the middle of the season twice. To get to that point. I'm sorry for saying the Patriots are good. I know that just ridiculous.
No, it's good.
I do appreciate though last week. I get in the car on Monday and that was probably as impressive a playoff win as they've ever had back years.
No question.
And
absolutely. They had them the whole way.
And
they didn't need an offsides call or a coin flip to win the game or anything.
It was impressive as hell.
No,
it was impressive as hell. Oh, a coin flip.
The offsides and the coin flip had nothing to do with it.
That converted three straight third and tens in the overtime. Then had Rex Burkhead turn into Gale Sayers. Well, that is what a coin flip can do to a person.
You guys had done such a good job stopping them in the fourth quarter. I'm sure if you had lost a coin flip, everything would have been just fine.
Probably not. But you got to play defense.
No. So, look, a guy lines up offsides and you lose a coin flip.
Lucky on the offsides. You get lucky a lot. You got lucky in 03 when Drew Bennett drops a pass, when John Casey kicks it out of bounds. You get lucky all these times throughout history. You need it. You need that.
Yeah, well, they do it this year for sure. No question about it. Do I even need to bother to ask you who do you like in the game?
I actually like the Patriots this year. But I usually – I pick the Seahawks. I pick them to beat the Falcons by 5, which I ended up being right, but I'd be lying if I acted like I got that one right. And then I picked the Eagles last year. But I just liked what they're doing.
You picked the Eagles last year?
To cover, yeah. It was 3. Okay. 3.5.
To cover.
To cover. I thought it'd be a 3-point game.
Yeah, uh-huh. I picked him to cover.
That's all But I think the Patriots, the way that they've come out, they've known exactly what's coming. Like, you watch those.
Of course, yes. They have eyes in the back of their head, and they have.
Exactly. Through all these modes. No, but they take the field, and against the Chargers, they know exactly what they're going to do. They James White you to death. They Sony Michel you to death. That game was so easy for Tom Brady. I was rewatching it the other day.
It's because they videotaped the practice.
Exactly. They know everything that's coming. They know all the installs late in the week. But that game was so easy looking back. The Chiefs game wasn't easy, but what they were able to do, especially the 8-minute drive to just punch you in the face in your building coming out, I don't know. I mean, maybe the week off and all this hoopla throws them off, but they were in such a role that I think they can keep it going.
Okay. Mike Curley, read him at CBS Boston Sports. All kidding aside, tremendous Patriots reporter, if you're into that kind of thing.
I hope we don't talk to you again until next year.
Huh? What?
I said, I hope we don't talk to you again until next year.
He's lying. You should have seen the hug Tony gave me. It was like seeing an old uncle. We used to see each other every day. I know that's bad for your image, Tony, but.
We missed the Hurley Bird. Okay, Mike, thanks for coming by. Here's an update from Murray, and we're right back.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B.O.B. Boob. Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I like that. Good kick. We continue with your thoughts on the game and the Anthony Davis / Kyrie Irving / Celtics stuff. Which, again, boy, if the Patriots weren't the Patriots, I think the Celtics would be a real driver for us. Mike in Tewksbury has been waiting patiently, though, on the Rams. Mike, are you still there?
Hey, fellas.
Hello, Mike.
What's up with Todd Gurley? I mean, is he healthy enough to even be a factor in this game? Because I haven't heard the kid's name in weeks, and when he's on, he can be a monster out there.
Okay, I think he's healthy. I think he's healthy. I think he's been phased out, or he's had a rough couple of games. Or C.J. Anderson had a great game against Dallas, and Gurley was good there too. They both ran for 100 plus, for whatever that's worth for Murray's fantasy league. But I just think, to me, I think both teams shut down the run last week, and I don't know. Gurley had a couple drops that, you know, one cost an interception, the other cost a first down. And it's like, I don't mind them benching Todd Gurley. Well, I'm going to have him out there just because why? He was a first-round pick. If his head's not in the game, screw him. But I think he's healthy, and I think he's healthy enough to beat you. I just don't know where his head's at. After watching him the way he played in that game, I have questions about him.
So I don't know if he is healthy. I have my doubts. But it has nothing to do with his hands. If he does have an injury, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
Like, and if he's not catching the ball, then what's the point of having him in there over C.J. Anderson? The whole thing that makes him a more dangerous player is the ability to do both. C.J. Anderson, you might as well just hand it up to the fat guy and let him run up the middle.
Okay, so on the Anthony Davis thing, the latest report here is that, according to Chris Haynes of Yahoo, the deal is that Anthony Davis is not considering the Celtics because he and the NBA believes that Kyrie Irving is not staying in Boston, despite what he said to start the year. Stephen Newburyport, you have a thought on that?
Yeah, the reason why the Celtics don't have chemistry is because the Celtics almost went to the finals, and now we want to give the keys to the team to a guy who's leaving in 5 months. So it's like we're getting Jaylen Brown and the Jason Tatums of the world. We're telling them to take a back seat for a guy who is leaving. So if Danny Ainge is smart, he's probably trying to make a trade for Kyrie somewhere like New York and get Anthony Davis here in a three-way trade.
Okay, Steve, thank you. It sounds to me like Anthony Davis wants to play with Kyrie. So you trading Kyrie Irving
hurts your chances.
Hey, Josh, could you put Jim up for us? So you trading Kyrie Irving does not get Anthony Davis here. He gets Anthony Davis to reject you. So that part of it doesn't work for the caller. But what Kyrie Irving has done to this team chemistry-wise, and if Kyrie Irving is seriously considering leaving, do the Celtics have to get out ahead of it? Meaning you can't lose him for nothing in the offseason then. You'd have to trade him now to get something back for him.
Yeah, but any team that would trade for him also needs the assurance he's going to re-sign there. So is he? You know, so if they trade him to, you know, wherever.
But then you get Atlanta, nothing for him. Okay, so I mean, his value's diminished because he's just a rental. But isn't that better than nothing?
Yes.
Or
no, because look at the way that this team just played against Golden State on Saturday night. If they get hot and their seating gets a little bit better, they could realistically go on a run.
You still have a chance to go to the finals and make it an interesting series against Golden State.
You got
to
bite the bullet on it. You can't trade him. You can't.
For pennies on the dollar. Yeah. I mean, you'll do it for a real good return.
Sure.
But you don't do it for pennies on the dollar, do you?
No, not for pennies on the dollar, no, because the games are worth more to you.
Thank you.
But the reality is that if you're convinced he's gone, then you have to explore the market and see what you can get for him.
Absolutely. Which is just, they got to, you know,
in retrospect, when
Kyrie
Irving
should say something.
In retrospect, well, he should.
He should say something to sort of end this
nonsense.
Oh, he's
going to have to now.
And now he's hurt. And now he's hurt with some hip injury?
Yeah.
Is this a real injury? Or what? Does anyone remember the play where he got hurt on?
No, he played like 40 minutes on Saturday night, right?
Yes. So, there was no news of this injury before today, right?
Just popped up
so
out of nowhere.
Interesting that this came up after the Anthony Davis story broke. He might still be at the arena, though. So there's a chance I'll have to answer questions. But I don't know. I look at the whole thing and I say, in retrospect, we should have known this was a potential recipe for disaster. Because you have Kyrie and what amounts to a contract year, and the guy changes his mind when the wind changes. Okay, so he, based on anyone who's talked to him, he's all over the place all the time. So he's not committed here and he's in a free agent year. Rozier's in a free agent year. You have Tatum and Brown coming off of seasons in which they were centerpiece guys for a team that went to the conference final. Now they're, at least in the case of Brown, being asked to take secondary roles. You have Gordon Hayward coming off a major injury. You look at it all and you say, boy, there's a lot of selfishness there potentially. Right, you have a selfish Tatum who worked out with Kobe and wants the ball. Brown thinks he's a superstar. Rozier thinks he's a superstar and is a free agent. Kyrie's thinking about his next team. That's the problem on this team. It's the selfishness. Like, they're all thinking for themselves.
The association, Maz.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And look, I don't think they played as well in that game Saturday night as everyone else does. They were good, don't get me wrong.
They missed, they had three or four opportunities late to tie or win that game. They were right there.
And they also had opportunities to open the game up about halfway through the fourth quarter where they could have opened up a lead and they didn't. And they took stupid shots. They turned the ball over. And I think Golden State, when they want to play, just takes a leak on the whole league.
Anyway, here we are with Kyrie Irving. He should say something. He should give us the Tom Brady 0% chance. You know, end it. End it. Give us the 0%.
You think he will?
I don't know.
I don't.
Let's see. I'm not good at predictions.
This guy learned from the master.
Long commercial-free segment is next with your thoughts right after this.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Teams will line up immediately, beginning with the Lakers, the Celtics, the Knicks will be aggressive. There's not a team in the league that's not going to place a call to the Pelicans to try to get an Anthony Davis. This is a player who will change the landscape in the league when he is ultimately moved or leaves in free agency in 2020. Boston has an arsenal of assets unlike any team in the league, and that's first-round picks, that's young players. And Boston has a confidence that if they traded for Anthony Davis, that they could convince him to stay in free agency and re-sign. But right now, Paul has not referenced a particular team. He's left it open that he wants him to be traded, that Anthony Davis wants to be traded, essentially to a contender. But the Lakers will be very much in this. They're going to be aggressive.
Adrian Wojnarowski on his story posted this morning. The timing is telling. 10 days until the NBA trade deadline. My gut tells me they're just doing it for appearances. He's already signed, sealed, and delivered to the Lakers. But they don't want it to look like a LeBron James agent inside job. So they go public with the trade demand. You'll see different teams bidding. They'll go through a quote-unquote good faith process. And at the end of the day, he will end up with the Lakers, which is where he was headed from day one.
Do you think that's going to happen now or over the summer?
Now. Next 10 days. Oh, next 10 days.
I'd be surprised if it happens now.
Next 10 days.
I just don't understand what the benefit is for the Pelicans to do it now.
Bird in hand. That there's a risk. Kuzma, Ball, Ingram, that you won't do better than that in the offseason. They could.
Guys could get hurt.
They might not. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah, to me, they're better off waiting.
But you understand that Davis can still pee in the pool of any trade.
Sure.
So anyone who comes up with a better offer, could they get better offers? For sure. I mean, conceivably. But if Davis says to the Knicks, I'm not signing there, then you're not going to get a good offer from the Knicks. And if Davis says to the Celtics, I'm not signing there, you're not going to get a great offer from the Celtics.
Right.
So he can really kill his own trade value.
So the Lakers have to hold their ground then. They have to say, you know, we're going to give you less in the summer. It's now or less later. Right? So we get him for two postseasons. Like, that's the idea. So I just think that's a tough spot. You know, so New Orleans is going to let the player dictate the whole thing.
Welcome to the NBA.
Well, okay, but again, the Spurs didn't do it that way.
And I think they bit their nose off, despite their face.
I'm not convinced of that.
Maybe this all hinges on LeBron getting Kyrie to agree to go to L.A.
I mean, what did the Spurs really get out of it?
So they got DeRozan. Who else did they get in that deal?
DeRozan. who they're now benching. Who they're now benching at the end of games.
He's a good player.
They got essentially nothing.
But as opposed to who from the Lakers?
Again,
Lonzo Ball? Kuzma, I'll take.
Ball, Kuzma, and Ingram is a better deal than DeMar DeRozan, singularly.
Okay, I'm telling you, Lonzo Ball to me is a dime a dozen. Like, I just don't get it. And I'm not sure Ingram's anything special either.
Ball's been okay. He has.
He's been better. Ball sucks. He can't shoot.
He's been better. Well, used to say that about Kawhi Leonard. Here's Monty in the car.
That's true.
Go ahead, Monty. Go ahead.
So if Anthony Davis ends up signing with the Celtics, he will be the best player on the Celtics, correct? Now, if he signs with the Lakers, he won't be. Well, I mean, I would say that he would be number one on the Celtics, and he'd be number two on the Lakers. Okay. Do you think that has impact on his decision as far as his legacy goes?
No, I don't, because
I think he wants the Lakers.
Yes, I do too.
I don't think he wants to be an alpha. I mean, the guy's been there how long? He came into the league in 2012. He's gotten to the playoffs twice. They have only won one series. For his talent, they should have gotten deeper. I don't think he wants to be the guy there.
Not yet, but how long is LeBron going to be better than him? Another 2 or 3 years? It's not going to be long until he's the guy. So, I mean, right now Anthony Davis wants to go to a place that matters, on a team that has a chance. And that, whether he's the one, the two, the three, whatever. So, like, he's coming from a place with a low bar.
I'm telling you, there's something in that LeBron post on Instagram last Friday. Now that all this stuff is breaking, and then we hear this story from Yahoo, too, that the reason that Davis wouldn't want to go to Boston because there's uncertainty that Kyrie is going to re-sign with Boston. Why is he mentioning Kyrie in an Instagram story and singing, "Rewind, Rewind"? You read the lyrics to this song. It's by Fetty Wap, the rapper. And I love reading way too much into social media posts. It's what I do. But when you're with him, I swear, I'm always on your mind. I had to stop you, girl, Kyrie, because you were so damn fine. I know you're with him now, the Celtics, but soon you will be mine. He's courting Kyrie. You get Kyrie in the fold. You trade for Anthony Davis. You get the super team that can knock off the Warriors.
See, I didn't take it that way. I took it as him rubbing it in Kyrie's face. That after Kyrie wanted out of Cleveland, that all of a sudden he had to call LeBron and say, you were right. And so it's like, if we could only go back and live what it was. Like, that's how I took the message from LeBron.
Interesting.
Rubbing it in Kyrie's face.
Steve and Bill Bricka on the Pats. Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
Hey, Murray, right? As mediocre as this team has been all year from top to bottom, right? I'm just amazed that they can pretty much wobble into the playoffs as not very competitive as far as I was thinking. Then they can totally outplay both the Chargers and the Chiefs. Well, now, what's the bigger task? Is it going to be stopping the high-powered Rams' offense or, of course, stopping or scoring against Wade Phillips in their defense?
Okay, I think the first thing. Stopping the Rams on offense.
Yeah. You think that's going to be the harder task?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too.
See, I feel the other way.
Really?
I do.
The Pats have a harder time scoring than playing defense?
I do.
Oh, based on what?
Because I think the quarterback of the Rams is a freaking bathroom accident waiting to happen on the 50-yard line. That's what I don't. Honestly, the more I think about it, he's not ready for this game. Jared Goff is not ready for this game. He's not. It's too early. Now, I don't know. Can McVay coach around that? Maybe, I guess. But I don't think he's ready for it. I look at it and I say, good God. Like, I just don't think the kid's going to be able to handle it. On the other side of it, I just happen to think the Rams' defensive line is really, really good. And I think they're going to be able to stop the Patriots from running. And I don't think the Patriots' offense is as good as it has looked in these last two games.
I don't think their defense is as good as it's looked, and it didn't even look all that good. They're dead last in the playoffs in points allowed. I think people are sleeping on that stat.
Yeah,
well, but a lot of that damage was in the Charger game late.
But that Rams...
No, it was against the Chiefs late with a chance to go to the Super Bowl on the line.
As much as I think Goff stinks, that offensive line is the best one that they're going to face all year. It's their equal for how they've played the Patriots' offensive line the last couple of weeks. Like, they're going to be able to put up points. Goff will ultimately make a mistake or two, but they're going to score.
See, I think the Patriots' offensive line is overachieved. I do. I think they've overachieved. I'm sorry. And I just think those guys on the defensive line are going to be able to match them now. It's going to be a different game.
This hour of the program brought to you by Planet Fitness. Again, Planet Fitness brings you the 4 o'clock hour here of Felger and Maz from Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Our presenting sponsor all week long is my official bank, Cambridge Savings Bank. 90-second update for Murray. The very latest on Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and the NBA, 10 days out from their trade deadline. The rumors are flying fast and furious. The very latest there. The latest trash talk here at the Super Bowl in the update. Then we come back right here from Atlanta. Don't go anywhere. No commercials.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.